Ahead of the Bengal elections, there's strife within the Congress party between some members of the old guard and those on the ground fighting the elections. It all began when the senior Congress leader, Anand Sharma, hit out at his party for their alliance with the left in the newly formed ISF in Bengal, a party headed by the cleric Abbas Siddiqui. Now, Mr. Sharma says by aligning with Siddiqui, the Congress was working with a communal force in Bengal. That's against the party's grain. To this, senior Congress leader Adhiranjan Chaudhary came out with a Twitter thread called Know Your Facts, Anand Sharma Ji. Now, Mr. Chaudhary joins us now on NDTV. So thanks very much for being with us. Anand Sharma has said that your alliance with the ISF militates against the core ideology of the party. How would you respond?
See, I have already responded in my Twitter immediately after having the question of Anand Sharma through its own Twitter. So you may be, you will be easily able to go through the response that I have given in my own Twitter handle, and you will yourself understand the lame questions raised by the leader of the Congress party, Mr. Anand Sharma. It is really deplorable that party leader, who is happened to be the deputy leader of Rajya Sabha also, he is very much accessible to me. He is also one of my leaders. If he nurses any kind of grievances or any kind of question against his colleague, that is to me, he may ask the question
right
over a phone call
right
so as to no. So that is why my argument is, if he is honest by his own intention, then if he is really so partnered over the issue, he would have the easy accessibility to me to ask any question whatsoever.
Right. So I take so the that point that you're mentioning.
I could have been also,
you know, he could have picked up the phone and spoke to you, but he chose not to do that. So the point also being made by Anand Sharma is that your alliance with, for example, Badruddin Ajmal in Assam and the IUML in Kerala had been approved by the party. This, on the other hand, has not been approved by the CWC.
See, here the entire spectrum of the alliance is different, is diametrically opposite to the alliance that has been made in Assam and Kerala. The reason being, here the entire alliance politics is being led by the left parties.
Yes.
Congress party is happened to be an integral part of the left alliance. We had forged an alliance with the left parties in the year 2016 assembly election. Again in the 2021, both the left parties and Congress parties have been realized that without having a consolidation of secular forces, we will not be able to confront the juggernaut of BJP party and TMC party. On the one hand, we have to face the atrocities and violence perpetrated by the ruling regime over the years. And on the other hand, BJP has been aggressing in Bengal in a virulent manner.
No,
so in order to confront both the devils, virtually we have been left between the deep sea and devil.
Right.
In order to confront both the devils, we have to consolidate all the secular forces in the state of West Bengal. See, just listen to me. It was conceived by the left parties in consultation with us.
Right. So you didn't have very much. So I understand what you're saying, that you didn't have very much of a choice. But Abbas Siddiqui, is he proving to be problematic for you? For example, is it true that he told a local channel that he was in touch with both Narendra Modi and Mamata Banerjee and would back whoever won along with a chunk of Congress supporters, Congress votes as it were.
See, I do not know on what purpose or where, on what perspective he has said it, because I do not have any direct access to those.
But he did say it, didn't he?
To be very frank, I do not have any direct access to that cleric, because Congress party is aligning with the left parties. Try to understand. Congress party is aligning with
sir.
The left parties. And the chunk of our share, the chunk of Congress party's share in the electoral P has already been secured yesterday. We have secured 92 seats
yes.
to fight in the impending election on our own ticket. So we are completely free from sharing anything to anybody else.
But sir,
because we have...
Sir, the BJP says that you were insulted on stage at an event attended by Siddiqui, but have had to live with this insult, and that this is a pitiable position to be in. Now, this is difficult, isn't it, for you? Almost embarrassing, some would say, that you're part of an alliance, and yet you say that, look, they had allied with the left, you are allied to the left, and that you don't have a direct association, but it is the same broader alliance.
Very good. But I would suggest the BJP friend that they should not be so much careful upon me, because I am an individual entity. I know how to take care upon myself better. They should oil their own machine. They should oil their own machine, and they should not oil the machine of hatred, the machine of division, the machine of communal hatred, the machine of communal polarization in West Bengal. They may oil their own machine, rather than they should suggest me, they should enlighten me on what is to be done by me.
Right.
My pitiable condition could be taken care of by me. They need not to be worried about. However, if they have any worry for me, then I will suggest them that my only worry is that Bengal is going towards hell because of the nefarious politics, because of the venomous communalism being played by the BJP party.
Okay.
So for God's sake, they should desist. They should refrain from this kind of communal propaganda in the state of West Bengal.
So there's a tweet, showing an excerpt of a speech of Mr. Siddiqui circulating, which claims to show him speaking about freedom and independence. Now, it's being portrayed as freedom and independence outside our country. Firstly, what exactly was he referring to? Is there any clarity on that?
So, no. So, actually, the fact is, he was under the impression that the entire alliance formula is not being implemented because of the intransigent attitude of the Congress party. But the reality is, till yesterday, the share of our party was not confirmed. Just last day, by the evening, our share has been confirmed.
Right.
We got our own chunk of seats just yesterday.
Right.
And till that time, when he was so impatient, he did not have any idea of the nitty-gritty that is being working out here between Congress and left party. So he might have been impressed upon that Congress party's intransigence, certainly, spoil his own prospect. That is why, out of desperation, he has been blasted out. But later, he understood the issue, and he has also offered his apology.
All right, so he's apologized now. Is that acceptable? But let me ask you this, sir. Are senior leaders of your party, we spoke about Anand Sharma, but people like Ghulam Nabi Azad as well, very senior leaders. Mr. Azad, in fact, recently praised the Prime Minister. Are they proving, in your opinion, to be a liability for the Congress, for leaders like you on the ground?
See, the fact is that those leaders, over the decades, they have enjoyed the pale power from the Congress parties. But now they think that Congress party could not be further extracted or exploited. They have already extracted their own pound of flesh. But now they think that Congress party does not have the resources to
extract their pound of flesh,
anything which may satisfy themselves. So that is why they are castigating Congress when they should have lambasted the communal politics being played in a venomous manner by the BJP party.
All right.
So they thought it prudent to appease some parties who may offer something for their bright future, because Congress is not in a position to brighten their future as they are wishing so.
All right.
So now they think it prudent to castigate the Congress party so that their would-be bosses will be pleased.
All right. Very, very strong words, Adhiranjan Chaudhary, referring to senior leaders such as Ghulam Nabi Azad as having extracted their pound of flesh from the Congress party. Thank you, sir, very much for joining us at a time in which question marks are being raised about the nature of your alliance. But thank you very much for answering those direct questions.